1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12, please. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Over recent weeks, focus has been upon King William and the Battle of the Boyne. One of the pictures we're most familiar of King William is riding his famous white horse with a sword in the air as he crossed the Boyne River. I don't know whether you're aware that King William lost his life as a result of a horse riding accident. It's quite interesting, quite unique, quite strange for one that was such an experienced horse rider that he should have ended his days in such a way. He was riding in the grounds of Hampton Court Palace. It was the main royal residence at the beginning of the 18th century. Remember, Buckingham Palace wasn't built then. If you ever get the chance to go to Hampton Court Palace in the south of England, I could highly commend it to you. It really is worth a visit. He was riding in the extensive grounds. I think there's 1,800 acres attached to it. And his horse stumbled and fell in a mole hole. And as a result of that, he broke his collarbone and he suffered complications with pneumonia and so on. And it was from that fall and those injuries that he died at just 51 years of age. In the Jacobite circles and in the Hibernian circles, even to this day, they still raise their glasses in a toast to the little man in the black velvet jacket. That's a reference to the mole that dug the hole that caused the death of King William. But I want you to think of the fall that he had. Fell from his horse, quite a severe fall, and it was the fall that resulted in his death. And it's true, men and women, physically we've all fallen at one time or other, not with such fatal consequences. Sometimes the falls we have can be a little humorous and people take a little laugh at us. But let me say this, listen to me carefully. There's something that is much more serious than a physical fall, and that is a spiritual fall. To fall from your spiritual condition or to fall into sin, into deep and grievous sin, that would be displeasing to the Lord. That is a very serious thing. In fact, it's one of the most solemn and serious things that could ever happen to a child of God. Let me make it clear to you that a genuine Christian can't fall from salvation. You can never finally fall away and perish. Remember those great words of Paul's. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He's the one that keeps you. He's the one that keeps you in Christ. It's by his power, by his hold, that you're kept in the faith of the gospel. And I encourage you to take a great comfort, great encouragement from that knowledge this morning. So you can't fall from salvation, men and women. That is a great blessing. The Bible teaches what we generally describe as the perseverance of the saints. But be in no doubt this morning, you can fall into sin, even as a Christian. You can fall into error. Some even have fallen into a false doctrine. And in the light of that, so solemn a truth, what we need, men and women, is to be sober-minded about the things of God. And we need to be sober-minded about our spiritual condition and our walk with God. And we need to realize the great danger that there is all around us as believers. Think of it like this. You could fall before this year is over, maybe even before this month or this week is over. You think ahead and consider that next year, next summer, would you still be attending the house of God? Still be in fellowship with God and with his people? Still involved in the service of Christ? If that's going to happen, men and women, the Bible says that you need to take heed And especially, you need to take heed to yourself. We're always very good at taking heed to everybody else and what they need to do and the changes they need to make. But Paul said to Timothy, take heed to thyself. And remember, men and women, many Christians have fallen. But that should be a challenge. That should be a warning to us all today. That is a fact and a reality, that many of God's people have fallen. In fact, better Christians than you and I, those that have been more talented, those that have been more spiritual, those that have known more of God's blessing than we have ever known. You think of David, the man after God's own heart, and think of the depths of sin into which King David fell when he was in around his 50th year, the early 50s of his life. Think in the New Testament, Peter, when you think of the apostles, isn't Peter the one that stands out? At a time he was the leader of the apostolic band. You see, men and women, as we consider those examples alone, we have to cry out today, how are the mighty fallen? They were mighty men of God, and yet they fell into sin. And the warning is very clear to us today. If they could fall, men like David and men like Peter, then so could you and I. And we need to be very careful, men and women, every day. The course that we take, the path that we walk, the steps that we take. You know, there's not a Christian here. Let me just impress that on your heart this morning. There's not a Christian here, not a one, that couldn't fall. Don't you think that for a minute? That's really the burden of this text. All Christians have within them a fallen nature, and that fallen nature has a tendency to sin, a bias towards sin. So there's not one here who couldn't fall. You think of the free church, many that were leaders over the years, no longer in the work, no longer in the work of God. Maybe you can think of some, you knew them personally. If we think back to our college days, some that we studied with, some that went through the Whitfield College, several no longer in the ministry, some of no longer a testimony. And I'm sure you could, the same is true of the congregation here. There are those from this fellowship, you can look back. They were mighty for God. They were in the fore of the work. They were greatly talented and greatly blessed. You were so close and friendly with them. But they fell into sin, fell away from God, fell away from their walk with God. Isn't that sadden us, brethren and sisters? And it should trouble us today as well. And let me say this, before you think of lifting an accusing finger, or before you begin to gossip and criticize any one of those people, look at what the text says. He that thinketh he standeth, let him take heed, lest he fall. What a warning there is, men and women. Brethren and sisters, this is the reality. This is the great danger. We need to be very, very careful about the way we live and about the way we walk. Christians can, and Christians do, fall, have a spiritual fall. Generally, there are two reasons why Christians fall. There can be others, but these are the main two. They're what Dr. Douglas, when he taught us in the Whitfield College, he set them out as the two M's, money and morals. Those are the two main reasons why Christians have a fall in the Christian life, have a fall spiritually. Two areas of your life that you need to give a lot of attention to. Two areas that you need to be very, very careful about, circumspect, diligent with regard to your conduct in those things. David fell morally, and so have many others. The moral life of our nation is at an all-time low. The Savior, when he was here, spoke about an adulterous generation. And we live, men and women, in such a day, in such a generation. So be careful. That's the warning. You don't get caught up in the moral laxity of the day in which we live. You think of money. The scriptures give many clear warnings to the child of God about their handling of money. They that would be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts. Do you see the words that are used there? That they fall into temptation. They fall into a snare. They fall into many foolish, it's a foolish path, a foolish way, and hurtful lusts. Hurtful. You will be hurt as a result of it. Your life, your reputation, your character, your testimony, your conduct. All of the pain and all of the hurt to you and to your family that will go with all of those things. The message, men and women, is clear. If you're too taken up with money, if that's one of the priorities of your life, you're in danger of having a fall spiritually. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? Wasn't money their downfall? The cause of their fall? So be careful. Be careful that it's not yours. Do you remember what the Savior said about the devil? I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. There's two remarkable things about that statement. The place that he fell from. He fell from heaven. I'll not take the time to go into that this morning. But the one I want to emphasize especially is the speed with which he fell. Do you see the example, the illustration that the Savior gives? He fell as lightning. And you know there's a powerful truth, a powerful lesson there, men and women. That teaches you, you can fall quickly. You can fall in a moment of time. In just what we sometimes call a moment of weakness. And that's all it takes, a moment of time. And that stresses for us the need to constantly and consistently be on our guard as far as our walk with God is concerned. If you think of this, could I ask, is there any haughty person here today? Someone that's arrogant, full of pride, overbearing, full of self, puffed up, all those words the New Testament uses to describe that particular character of life. Well, you're especially, if you're such a person, you especially need to be very careful. You especially need to take heed because there's a fall for you just around the corner. And that, men and women, is the teaching of the Word of God. Solomon said, pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. You see, what precedes a fall, men and women? A haughty spirit. Somebody that is marked and characterized by that, you're on the road to a fall as far as your walk with God is concerned. And I say to you that today, as you face the summer, the new season, in a few weeks' time, as you face the future in general, in the Christian life, as God will enable us and as God will spare us. The scripture warns us here in these words, men and women. We need to take heed. If there's one thing we need to be very careful about, it is the way that we live and the way that we walk. Can I ask you today, is your life not what it ought to be? Is your life not what it used to be? Would you have to say that spiritually, you're living carelessly? If you think of it like this, maybe you don't come to the prayer meetings anymore. You don't sit at the Lord's table. You don't attend the church services as regularly and consistently as you should and as once you did. You don't fellowship with others of God's people. You're more in the company of the world than you are in the company of other believers. You don't take the time to have your daily devotions, that vital part of the Christian life. If that sums up the way you are at the moment, you're very, very foolish. And I want to say, men and women, I want to say to you today, the reality is you need to take heed lest you fall. You need to take heed before it's too late for you, as far as your testimony and your life and your conduct and your service for Christ is concerned. I'll say this as a finish, just in conclusion. If you are here today and you have fallen, and maybe you've fallen and nobody knows a thing about it, it's not something that's widely or publicly known. Well, if you have fallen, I want to finish with this positive, encouraging note. I want to point out that your failure need not be final. It wasn't for Elijah, it wasn't for Jonah, wasn't for Peter, wasn't for David either, despite the depths to which he sunk. I want you to know, men and women, this morning, there's a way back. There was a way back for them, and there's a way back for you too. Backsliders can be restored. Remember David's great prayer, Psalm 51, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Those are very important words, very significant words. He didn't pray, Lord, restore to me my salvation, because he hadn't lost his salvation. What he had lost, men and women, was the joy. That's what sin had done to him and robbed him of. No longer had the joy in the things of God. But he prayed for restoration, and God gave it to him. Backsliders can be restored. And I urge you to pray that prayer today. You think of the words of Paul to the Galatians. If any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. And remember the end of the verse, considering yourself, lest ye also be tempted. And those words, similar to our text, there's a warning there that we need to be circumspect about our own life. You need to consider yourself. Don't do it in an arrogant and proud manner, as if you're better than they are, that you could never do that, or those things could never happen to you, because the Bible makes it very clear they could. Restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. So I want you to know, brother or sister, if you're down, if you have fallen into sin, I want you to know you can be restored. Restored to your fellowship with God. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's the path you need to walk today, the path along which you need to come. And I want to urge you, men and women, if you're not right with God, if this has taken place, this serious spiritual fall has taken place in your life, I want to urge you to come back to the Lord at this morning meeting today. Wherefore him, let him that thinketh he standeth. Let him above all. That's really the drift of the text. That the man that's so full of himself that he thinks that could never happen to me, let him that thinketh he standeth. Let him especially take heed, lest he fall. May God write his word on our hearts today. 3:30.